My name is Matt Milner, and this is Locals Only. Very pleased to be heading over to Studio 2A, joined tonight for the first time by Cobra Family Picnic. They just celebrated the release of a new EP. We'll hear some of that material and more. So live in Studio 2A, here is Cobra Family Picnic.
Ignition sequence start. Engines on 5, 4, 3, 2. All engines running. Launch commit. Liftoff. We have liftoff 49 minutes past the hour. The tower is clear.
My name's Matt Milner. This is Locals Only. I'm live in Studio 2A with Cobra Family Picnic. Thanks for coming out tonight, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So we'll start off with introductions. Let's go around the room. Let us know who you are and what you're playing tonight.
I'm Chris. I'm playing guitar.
I'm Leslie. I'm on keys and tambourine.
I'm Boyd playing bass.
And Daniel on drums.
All right. So Cobra Family Picnic is a relatively new band. So I'd love to hear a little bit about the history of how you guys came together.
Yeah, we've only played a few shows. We're pretty new. Boyd and I have had songs for about a year and a half. So we have actually kind of waited for the right combination of people. Mm-hmm. We've kind of feel like we've been at it for a while, but it probably seems like we're getting a fast start. But
that does explain how you, came out of the gates with not only a lot of good material already, but, with the EP that you put out a couple of weeks back as well. So let's talk about the process of how you got from a year and a half ago when you and Boyd were coming together, coming up with these songs, versus getting together the players that we have now, putting out the EP. So what was that kind of intermediate period like as you were working these songs out but looking to find the right group of players?
Yeah, I guess we were working things out, and once we met Chris, we played with him and loved his style of playing, so we knew we wanted him on board. And then it was just finding a drummer that would be available in this town. That can be a little challenging.
Yeah.
And to have someone not just play parts, but really be a part of the band. So we only met Daniel recently. And Boyd and I actually came up with the name. I brought him, we were both living in Los Angeles, I brought him here for a road trip to Tucson. He fell in love, agreed to move back here with me. Mm-hmm. And in the car, we were kind of making fun of band names that have really long, involved names.
Right.
You know, like Black Moth Super Rainbow and all that kind of stuff. So we were going through all the ones we could think of. And then somehow on the trip, we said, well, our band, let's come up with a name. And then Cobra is so great because you can put a cobra on something and people love it.
Right.
And then to kind of sweeten it up with the, like, family picnic of, like, isn't that kind of funny? So it's all sort of a ha-ha.
So the band name predated the band then?
Yes, absolutely.
Very good. Well, that's the most important part anyway, right? You got to get that part right.
That's everything, really.
Yeah. So at what point, as you were coming up with these songs and recruiting everyone else, at what point did you have a sense for the aesthetic direction of the band? Was that something that from a very early stage you knew what kind of music you wanted to make, or was that something that was shaped by just working the songs out?
Well, I mean, I would say we all have very eclectic tastes and flavors of music that we like.
Yeah.
And, I mean, all four of us are pretty much transplants from big cities. I know Chris is from New York. Daniel's from Chicago. Leslie's from San Francisco. I'm from L.A. pretty much. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that in itself. And then we've all settled here.
Right.
For one reason or another, and we're super happy about that. And that aesthetic of us just like happy people playing music we want to play,
sure,
I think says a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the EP that you put out, a couple weeks now, right?
Right.
It's called Music for Lava Lamps, which is a great name, and a fitting name as well. But tell me, what does the name represent to you?
Well, Leslie pretty much names all the songs, and she is pretty much in charge of this, so I'm going to send it over to her.
Yeah, I kind of got nominated to be the name the songs, name anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's my area. But, I have a huge love of 70s music, so to me, I just knew, and I think we all in agreement, like stoner rock is so fun, and maybe add a little space stuff and put our own sort of spin on it.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, the lava lamp thing is like, oh, what would lava lamps listen to?
Right.
Maybe our music. That's what we, it's a goal, really.
Yeah. Well, I think that you come pretty darn close to hitting the mark on it.
Thanks.
Too.
Yeah.
So the space element you alluded to, and also at the beginning of the set, you heard the recorded sample there. How does that work its way into the aesthetic of the music, if at all?
I think we're all sci-fi fans. Pretty much we've established that.
Big time.
Yeah. And while actual space exploration, you know, these are real recordings. Boyd found some. I think it came, though, it's like you had to get 1,000 recordings to get the one you want,
right.
You know? We just knew we wanted the countdown. So we have a good 1,000 to pick from. And just, you know, it's a fun thing to throw in.
So where does one find the samples, just out of curiosity?
iTunes.
Oh, wow.
You can get the NASA collection.
Oh, wow. So that was real.
That was real Apollo 10, I believe.
Very cool.
Yeah,
something like that.
We have all the missions.
Yeah,
I can't keep them straight now.
Maybe one set you'll just do that.
Mm-hmm.
Just all every Apollo mission straight through. The EP is great. I've really enjoyed playing it the last couple weeks. It's nice to hear some of these songs in a live setting as well. And you recorded the songs live as well, right?
We did. I think, I mean, it would make sense to do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we had a great time. Great time recording. Had a lot of fun. And, you know, it's just the beginning. I mean, we're going to do a full-length album. This is kind of a little teaser.
Okay.
To get people spark their interest, and we hope that people are interested in it. And
yeah.
It seems like some people are. So we're kind of thrilled.
And you recorded with Jim Waters, is that right?
Yeah, we recorded with Jim Waters, and we basically, it just seemed like a simple enough thing to just go for the weekend and set up a bunch of mics and not wear headphones. And Jim seems to, you know how to do that kind of thing real well and be real comfortable with it. So
yeah.
We just went in there and we figured that over 2 days we could play as many times as we needed to. But we got it all done in one day, and then we mixed the next day. So it was, you know, we just played like we played tonight, and you know, it was pretty simple.
It was a natural process.
Yeah.
It just seemed to flow very naturally with the group in that room.
Yeah.
In a live setting. It was very wonderful.
And pizza.
Oh. Never go wrong with pizza.
Well, that's always nice to hear. I mean, people, there are obviously, and I'm sure all of you have been involved in, sometimes recording can be laborious, and it's refreshing to hear that the music that made it through on here, as kind of organic as it sounds on the record, it's nice to hear that the process of putting it together mirrored that. So I appreciate you coming down tonight and giving us kind of a glimpse into that process. Do you have any shows coming up that we should mention before we go into our next set?
We had shows.
We don't.
We just came off a slew of a bunch of shows, and we're kind of going to take a break and take a little summer vacation. We're going to go to Europe for a little while. Then we're going to come back in August, early August, and do some stuff then.
Excellent. All right. Well, we're going to get into our next set here by Cobra Family Picnic. The new EP is called Music for Lava Lamps. And let's hear a few more songs right here on Locals Only.
hard splash at ground elapsed time of 244 hours, 36 minutes, 24 seconds. Thank you.
is Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, live in Studio 2A with Cobra Family Picnic. Thanks again for coming down tonight, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
So, right now, it seems like Tucson is kind of having a moment with psychedelic influence rock music. There have been a number of bands over the past year or so that have been sort of rising in popularity that are working somewhere in that vein, whether it's you guys or Mute Swan or the Mirrors, bands like that. Obviously, all very diverse, but drawing on some of that palette. Do you think that there's anything about living in Tucson or about this environment or the scene right now here that is conducive to this kind of music?
For me, I don't know if it's conducive to this kind of music, but I think Tucson is conducive to making music just in general, because with such a slower pace and it's just easier to get together, I think. And just the slower pace of the town just seems like you can get together and jam whenever, and spaces are really inexpensive to rent, so it's fairly easy to figure that out. Anyone else have thoughts on that? The psych rock insurgence that's happening?
So I'm curious to know the songs that we're hearing tonight. I know that they originated with Boyd and Leslie, but I'm curious how they've taken shape into their final form. What's the process of getting the songs from the kind of the kernel of what the idea is to the finished product that we hear now?
Well, we call them nuggets.
Okay, like it.
Not kernels.
And I slightly joke around that last song really doesn't have a form. It's ever-changing.
I like
it. It'll always be changing, and that's the beauty of that song, that we've been able to reinvent every time we perform it. So we're kind of enjoying that ride.
Yeah.
I like to think that Leslie's sort of controlling the mothership, and Chris and I are the wings of the ship, and Daniel's definitely the landing gear. And like all of us together, like that ship's not going to fly unless we're all, involved in it.
Some of these songs are just kind of atmospheres with certain notes and tones, and some of them are more like worked out songs. But we kind of just been, improvising together, and just kind of, when something's clicking, then it's real easy and everything comes together. And if it doesn't, we just kind of move on and try something else. So it's kind of a interesting process, compared to maybe a lot of other bands we've been in,
We do check the landing gear here before takeff.
That's good to know.
Make sure it's working.
That's important. You talked about the song, at least that last song that we heard, Stellar, which is one of the ones on the EP, being a song that is, always shifting, always evolving. What is the role of improv in your live set? Is it something that is a mainstay, or at this point, do the songs have a pretty defined shape for the live set?
I would say both. I mean, we definitely have some ideas, and those songs come along and they happen really quickly. Mm-hmm. And then we like the magic that happens in, just improviser jamming around. It's like sometimes a nugget, like Leslie says, will develop into something that's actually, something super awesome that we wouldn't have known if we didn't just fool around and make mistakes.
Sure.
We're making a lot of mistakes.
The good
generally,
kind,
just generally. Right. That's kind of what it is. Just a bunch of mistakes put together.
Yeah. So, Leslie, you are in charge of coming up with the names. I have to say you came up with some good names for the songs on the EP. And I'm wondering, what was kind of your creative motivation as you were trying to come up with names for songs that, obviously are, they're not programmatic in the sense that they have lyrics to define the content. But for, a song like Gilgamesh, for instance, which is one of my favorites on the album, both in content and in name, is that was there any connection as you were listening to it?
Well, it's inspired by a Turkish song that I thought they might have titled it something like that meant Gilgamesh.
Oh, interesting.
And you know, that there's like the tale of Gilgamesh.
Sure.
It's a little bit in my brain of knowing a little bit about it. Other uh-huh. poets and filmmakers and people have, it's just out there. So that was a no-brainer for that one. And then I don't want them to be too long. Like, I want them to fit nicely on the set list.
Sure,
so
yeah.
We're not going to have, not like our band name, having three words. Like, these have to be just one, you know, pretty much. They'll probably all, well, Moody, we have a new song called Moody Mountain. That one, the moody part is my reference to the Moody Blues. I am a fan of like the early
yeah.
Moody Blues, so I snuck that in there. And then,
very
so
cool.
They just kind of pop into my head, and I kind of go with whatever I thought of first.
Yeah. That's usually the best impulse.
Yeah.
So I know that we've got time for one more song. It's going to be one that's not on the EP, I understand. But before we get to that, is there any place where people can keep track of upcoming shows or music online?
Boyd's in charge of the web.
Well, yeah, I mean, we definitely have a Facebook page. We also have a website, www.cobrafamilypicnic.com, and a Bandcamp. I mean, all the necessary evils.
Yep.
it's pretty, you know, it's pretty basic and easy to get to.
Perfect. All right. Well, I want to thank Cobra Family Picnic for coming down tonight. They've got time for one more here on Locals Only. Then we'll be done for the week. Thanks for listening, everybody. Here's Cobra Family Picnic taking us out.